talking about this issue after the hearing, and I don't know. I haven't researched
it. Absolutely true that the foster placement, and I don't want to say mother or father because it's usually a corporation, gets twice as much as a family asking for help would get. And if they claim the baby has any problems whatsoever, which is easy to make up, then it gets another chunk of money. And it also depends on the age of the child, so figures in particular aren't helpful in this kind of a dialogue.
Now, we only have about 2 minutes left on the show. The budget hearings are coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
That's the city budget.
That's correct. That's the city budget. Is the county budget also coming up this week or not?
I don't think it's the same week, but it should be soon.
Mm-hmm. Any comments about what you think people should do with respect to the budget? Scott Graham has told us earlier that part which could be heard, which was very little apparently, according to some reliable people out there in the audience, was that City Council doesn't listen to you anyway. You're the head of Commission for the Prevention of Violence Against Women. I imagine, is there anything you want people to do as far as calling into City Council in terms of poor and homeless people that they should say keep this part of the budget, dump that part of the budget? I know you want to increase the police budget, right?
I think the police department's doing very well to advocate for itself these days, quite well. But there is one little tip. This isn't specific to the budget, but, you know, half of the parking lot at Laurel and Center isn't the police department. It's a public parking lot, so
mm-hmm.
you might sleep there if you need to in a vehicle.
That would be illegal under the sleeping ban.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But you could try that. In fact, it was proposed by numerous people, including the Homeless Working Group, from which Michael Schmidt and I and others and you, I guess, were a part of. We suggested that. It was suggested to the City Council as a solution when Sugar was running around playing with the safe sleeping zones. And, of course, it was...
I talked to the police chief before that, and you'll like this. Belcher said that they couldn't even let three people in vehicles sleep there on the police grounds because they don't have the person power.
It was inadequate security.
To supervise it.
Right. These people might get assaulted by wandering gangs of West Side thugs, like Marilyn Weaver talked about earlier.
So I don't have any hopeful ideas for the budget. They're going to kill a lot of positions. They're going to fire a lot of people. I don't see them eliminating departments, and I don't know what to do.
Well, if you want to get more information about these issues, you can, of course, give a call to 423-HUFF. You can wander down and do a little picketing and talking and cop watching today when we're going to be checking out the question of, new harsher laws and nasty current police practices against street people. Linda, thanks for being with us. Hang tough here while I put on some goodbye music, and I want to have a word with you.
Okay.
As for the rest of you out there, come on, tune in again on Thursday. We're going to be back between 6 and 8. I'll be downtown at 2 if you want to talk to myself in person. And I'm going to be rolling out now. Thanks for being with us, and come back again. Let's see if we can all possibly sleep on the mayor's lawn.
Broadsides with Robert Norris here. You can catch them again on Thursdays at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock here on Free Radio Santa Cruz. And we'll be sitting in here for Old Lady Scar Arms. And she's got a program that she wants me to put on here in just a little while. So stay tuned for that coming up closer to 3 o'clock here on 96.3. Until then, here is some Flogging Mars.